This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Niger closed its airspace on Sunday until further notice, citing the threat of military intervention from the West African regional bloc after coup leaders rejected a deadline to reinstate the country's ousted president. Reading a statement on national television, a representative of the junta said it had information that a quote-unquote foreign power was preparing to attack Niger in coordination with countries of the Economic Community of West African States. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited troops on Sunday who were fighting Russia's invasion and also inspected Soviet-made aircraft carrying missiles. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
President Zelensky wrote "Glory to Ukraine" with a felt pen on a missile that bore a sticker with Ukraine's coat of arms and the Eiffel Tower intertwined, and the French name for the Storm Shadow missile written on it. He also inspected two Western-supplied air defense systems, Patriot and Iris-T SLM, that were on display. He told those in attendance that, quote, "the occupiers hoped to destroy our aviation and our air defense in the first hours of the full-scale war, but it ended with a failure for Russia," end quote. He also noted Sunday is the 529th day of the war. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Russia unleashed a massive missile and drone barrage on western Ukraine, following through on its promise to retaliate for a Ukrainian attack on a Russian tanker. Officials said Sunday's action resulted in at least four people being killed. The Russian barrage came after a Ukrainian drone attack on a Russian tanker in the Black Sea near Crimea late Friday. Meanwhile, Moscow's second-largest airport briefly suspended flights early Sunday following a foiled drone attack. This is VOA News. Railway officials say the death toll from a train derailment in southern Pakistan has risen to at least 30, with more than 90 others injured. Senior railway officials said Sunday the train was on its way from Karachi when its 10 cars derailed. Police said 30 bodies have been recovered from the overturned and damaged cars, and more than 90 were injured, some of them very seriously. The minister for railways said the crash could be due to a mechanical fault or the result of sabotage. He said an investigation was underway. Iraq's prime minister has ordered an investigation into how a bear escaped from its crate on an Iraqi plane as it was due to depart from Dubai's airport, leaving passengers disgruntled and causing a stir on social media. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Iraqi Airlines apologized but says it wasn't to blame for the bear's escape and that the aircraft's crew worked with authorities in the UAE, which dispatched specialists to sedate the animal and remove it from the plane. A video clip circulating on social media shows some of the incident. According to the airline, the bear was being flown from Dubai to Baghdad. Keeping predatory animals as pets in Iraq, especially in Baghdad, has become popular among the wealthy. Authorities have struggled to enforce legal provisions to protect wild animals. I'm Julie Walker.
The Barbie movie leads at the box office for a third week. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
What's going on? Why are these men looking at me?
Yeah, they're also staring at me.
Barbie has earned another $53 million domestically this weekend, according to studio estimates. In just 3 weeks, it's made $1 billion globally. It was a close race for second place at the box office this week, but Meg 2 The Trench takes that spot. Oppenheimer is in third place, with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in fourth. Haunted Mansion is number five. I'm Margie Zarletta.
The United States played its best game of this Women's World Cup, and it wasn't good enough to stop the two-time reigning champions from being eliminated in the round of 16. The Americans' bid to win an unprecedented third consecutive title ended Sunday on penalty kicks against Sweden. Megan Rapinoe, Sophia Smith, and Kelly O'Hara all missed kicks from the spot, allowing Sweden to clinch the shootout 5-4 after a scoreless draw in regulation and extra time. It's the earliest exit in tournament history for the United States, four-time winners of the World Cup. Sweden will play Japan in the quarterfinals. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.